Are you a fan of Pinterest? Today we're talking about three ways to use secret Pinterest boards. It's not hard to get sucked in to the pretty pin rabbit hole that is Pinterest. If you're already using Pinterest for business, consider the different ways you use it. For example, many businesses, such as myself, use Pinterest to sell products, drive website traffic, and blog promotion and messaging. It's also an excellent research tool, and it's this research aspect that keeps me coming back to Pinterest. You see, when I'm looking for ideas for either a personal or business project, I can rest assured that I will find some great content on Pinterest. One of the lesser talked about features of Pinterest happens to be one of my favorite ways to utilize this platform. I'm talking about secret Pinterest boards. Pinterest launched secret boards years ago, and I still love this magical feature. Now, there are many ways to use secret Pinterest boards. If you're not taking advantage of the secret option, I encourage you to give it another look. But first things first, what's the difference between a public board and a secret board? So here's the difference. A public board is your typical board that everybody can see. The pins show up in your news feeds. People can follow the board and pins can be repinned. In contrast, if you create a secret board, only you and anyone you invite can see those secret boards. When you save a pin to a secret board, it won't show up anywhere else on Pinterest. And when a board is secret, your followers can't see the board or the pins on the board. They don't show up anywhere. If you're wondering how to create a secret board, it's simple. Create a board like you normally would. And in the settings on the screen, you can just flip the secret toggle to make it a secret board. You can make a secret board public or vice versa directly from the board's edit page. Okay, so now that you know how to make your board secret, here are three ways businesses can use this feature to get more mileage from Pinterest. Number one, create a secret Pinterest board for blog content curation. As you scroll through your Pinterest feeds, you collect articles with the intention of using them in a future blog post. If you're already pinning, why not use Pinterest as a tool for your content curation? One way to do this is to create a secret board and pin content for future blog posts. You can even create multiple secret boards to correlate with your main blog categories. This is especially useful for curating infographics and industry statistics. Then when you're at a loss for ideas, you have content ideas already curated in Pinterest. And if you're wondering, yes, I do use secret boards for this very reason. Number two, take your time and curate a full new board. You know, Pinterest is all about visuals and glam. And when you're using Pinterest, the last thing you want to do is to launch a bare bones, minimum looking board. To combat this, the next time you get a braingasm and decide to create a new board, keep the new board as a secret board until you can curate enough content to fill out the board to make it nice and pretty and full. This way, you don't have to worry about someone clicking a half-empty board with three pins. Using a secret Pinterest board will allow you to keep your pretty Pinterest profile robust and intact. This tip also comes in handy if you're new to Pinterest. After you set up a new profile, you typically want to start pinning right away. However, it's easier to take the time to curate full organized boards. Keep your new boards on your Pinterest profile as secret until you get the full board created. Then you can turn on the board and make it public. And then this way, when somebody lands on your new profile, you won't look so much like a newbie and you'll look like a polished pinning pro. Rinse and repeat this strategy, at least for your first few boards. Number three, create a wish list for your rebranding project. A third way you can use secret boards on Pinterest is for your own wish my brand looked like this kind of pins. I know I am not the only one that oohs and ahs over websites and cool brands. So for example, as you're browsing articles and blogs, you might find logos you really like or websites that are really snazzy and hot. A lot of times we think we'll remember these logos and brands when it's time for a brand makeover, but you know what? We won't remember. Due to the sheer amount of logos and websites we're exposed to on a regular basis, it's almost impossible to remember everything that strikes a chord with us that we really like. So instead of trying to remember, why not simply pin these for future reference? It's these kinds of resources that we want to curate, but we don't necessarily want to share them. Enter the beauty of secret Pinterest boards. Pin these brand inspirations for your future projects. You can even call your board something like, I wish my website looked like this, or something, you know, similar to that. Only your eyes will see it. When you're due for a brand makeover, you already have a curated board full of colors, styles, and themes that you can refer to. Or you can invite your designer to access the board as you discuss your makeover. Because remember, I said if your board is secret, you can invite people to view the board. And as a designer personally, I design all sorts of visual elements. I have found this to be super helpful to understand a client's aesthetic. As you can tell, there are many uses for secret Pinterest boards. Each of the ways that I mentioned, I use Pinterest for these exact purposes. Hopefully, I've convinced you to start using them as well as part of your online curation efforts. For more insights on how you can use social media and digital marketing to grow your business, I invite you to visit me at marketingsparkler.com. Until next time, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.